Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This jumped out at me. And be honest with me, you could say, not a big deal. Ernie could say it's not a big deal. Or you could say, yeah, I don't like that answer. But it jumped out at me. I was listening this morning to Aaron Boone's press conference after the game. Yeah, I like to hear those things. He was asked by Meredith a question about how bad the Yankee fundamentals have been. And I think if you ask any Yankee fan about this week in Houston, that is the thing that jumps out at him more than anything. The errors, Brett Gardner not running on a bunt. It's a lot of stupid things. A lot of bad baseball. Our previous caller mentioned it, that the Yankees have not played fundamentally well. So Meredith asked what I thought was a very good question to Aaron Boone. And Aaron's first response to it, I envisioned really ticking off Yankee fans. So here it is, courtesy of Yes.
It seems like mistakes have happened a lot this series. What do you do on your end to try to get these guys to turn the corner?
Just nothing.
Wow. Is that what he said, just nothing?
Now, he went on to say more, to be fair.
That's not good.
But that first response.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
It didn't sound good. I heard that, and it just didn't.
No.
I don't want to hear that. And I get that Aaron Boone and Mickey Callaway, I'll throw them both in there if you want, are not going to pull guys out when they make mistakes. But I said this the other day, and the Yankees are banged up, and Mike Tauchman isn't very good, so I understand you're not going to do it. When Brett Gardner doesn't run out a buncho, yeah, I kind of, as a fan, said, pull his ass out of the game. I don't care how many years you've been in the major leagues. That's just not acceptable.
Yeah.
And it
especially
does
a guy
send
like
a message.
Gardner. It's a guy like Gardner is very surprising as well.
And you know what you could even do if you're a manager is you could pull Brett Gardner out of the game and talk to him very quickly and say, this is more than you here. Just deal with this. This sends a message. You know, kind of what Pop used to do to Tim Duncan, yell at him in front of everybody.
Right.
Trust me, just deal with this, Brett. And, you know, probably Brett would have dealt with it. Now, I get the Yankees have no bench. So if you're pulling Brett Gardner, you're taking him out for Tauchman. I understand that. But I think that that's something Yankee fans would want to see or hear as opposed to
nothing.
Nothing. There's nothing I can do.
It's unbelievable.
Nothing?
Yeah, it just doesn't sound good. I mean, I didn't hear the rest of it, but it just doesn't sound good.
Should we be fair and play the rest
of it? Let's see what else he said. What else did he say? Nothing what?
Because he did say more, but to me, once you said nothing, the rest of it doesn't matter.
Well, let me hear the rest of it, though.
Okay. Or Dove will pull it up, and we'll hear his complete
answer.
Seems
like mistakes have happened a lot this series. What do you do on your end to try to get these guys to turn the corner?
Just nothing. Keep working. The intent, the focus, the game plan, I feel like is all there. And it's just a matter of putting it all together. And when we start clicking, we'll get this baby rolling. So, and tonight, you know, easy to lay down when you're getting beat up a little bit and it's not going your way. The at-bats continue to come. You know, some guys come in from the bullpen. Harvey comes in his major league debut and really picks us up and pitches really well. The season's full of times when you really got to grind. We're grinding right now. It's not easy for us right now, but we'll come out of it.
It's a lot of nothing. I mean, there's really nothing there. And I got to tell you, and I said this about the Mets, and I'll say it about the Yankees. I don't really like hearing, well, they were down by a lot, and they didn't give up, and they gave quality at-bats. Really, who on the Yankees is just going to give up their at-bats because they're down by a lot? Clint Frazier, who's battling for his life as a Major League Baseball player? Austin Romine, who's a backup catcher. Tyler Wade, who bitched and moaned that he didn't make the team yet, barely gets any hits, did have a single last night. You could count them on one hand. Who's giving up at-bats? Greg Bird? Even though he thinks he's going to have 4,000 other opportunities, he's trying to prove he's an everyday player. Luke Voit? He's going to give up at-bats? So I hear that, and I heard like, oh, let's give the Mets credit. They stayed in there, and they gave quality at-bats. Guys, it's April. They're trying to get their batting average up. Or in this case, you've got guys battling for jobs. So that compliment that's thrown at not just the Yankees but other teams is weak in my book. It doesn't matter.
I mean, nobody should be giving any at-bats up ever. I mean, to be very honest with you, I mean, you know, why would you? You know, why would you even consider giving up an at-bat?
So
you know
why
what I'm saying?
Are we giving?
Ever, ever, ever.
I agree. So why are we giving credit for that?
No, I understand. Well, I mean, you know, look, I mean, you're down 10 runs and you come back. And look, I know if you don't get over the hump, what does it really matter? I understand what you mean.
Yeah, and I mean, I just
and
think,
we saw the Mets a couple times this week do that.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it is that guys are they're trying to prove they're major leaguers. I mean, there's a lot of guys in the Yankee lineup right now who are trying to take advantage of opportunities.
And also that there's a lot of bad bullpens out there, too.
That, too.
That are allowing these teams to score a ton of runs.
And I think that's what's the biggest surprise of this Yankee season. You did it perfectly.
Yes.
The Yankee bullpen hasn't been good. You talk about a lot of Yankee bad bullpen, a lot of bad bullpens. How about the Yankee bullpen?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's happened to Tommy Kahnle? When he came over from the White Sox 2 years ago, I thought he was... Chad Green's a completely different guy.
Yep.
Zach Britton's off to a tough start.
Yep.
The best Yankee reliever yesterday was a guy making his major league debut in Joe Harvey. He was the best guy. He was the best guy out there. But I also think you look at James Paxton, and it's not fair after three starts to say this is what he is, but through three starts he's been a disappointment because James Paxton's always been the kind of guy where if he's healthy, he'll be fine. His first start was okay. His second start, he had a terrible first inning and at least gave him innings. Yesterday was a chore.
Yeah.
He labored. And his biggest problem was, and David Cohen gave this
Jose
stat
Altuve?
Out. Well, that was everybody's problem.
He had a pretty good series.
Oh, he was a monster. Two more home runs. Yep. I think he had four for the series.
He did.
David Cohen gave this stat, and this is all you need to know about Paxton, who threw a million pitches in this game. 91 pitches through four. They let him start the fifth inning, and it didn't go well. There were 14 two-strike foul balls. And why that matters is it shows you he just could not put guys
away. Yeah. Yep. That's
and
what it shows.
That ultimately killed him. Besides the fact that he, you know, never had a clean inning. Everything was laborious. It was just a very mediocre outing by James Paxton. And through three starts, he hasn't been good. Those are just the facts.
Nope.
Doesn't mean he's going to be terrible. Just means he hasn't been good. And the Yankee offense, I mean, they scored six runs. They're missing a lot of guys. I don't know. The Yankee offense, to me, is the least of the things I would complain about right now.
I completely agree. I mean, look, their rotation is thin. I know CC is going to be back over the weekend. You know, that start with that, and that magnifies it when Paxton isn't pitching well. And like you said, the bullpen hasn't been what it's, you know, supposed to be to this point in the year.
Yeah, and I think getting down.
And the fundamentals, obviously.
Yeah, it's just bad. I mean, just a lot of bad baseball. You know, Gleyber Torres making a throw when he shouldn't be making a throw. We talked about Gardner laying down the bunt the other day, which was fine, but you'd at least have to run it out. It's just, it's been sloppy. And to your point about the Astros are one of the best teams in baseball.
They're an elite team. I mean, that's what they are. I mean, the Yankees, like I said, if the Yankees want to win a World Series, they're probably going to have to go through Houston to get there.
And that's what the
Reds, anyway.
That's what the Red Sox had to do last year. They did. They lost game one at Fenway, and then they never looked
smoked
back.
Smoked them after that.
Yeah, no question about that. The other thing was, as the Yankees are rallying, they've got that bottom of the order, not Clint Frazier, because I think Clint Frazier's look good. I know he didn't get a hit yesterday, but he had a couple of sacrifice flies, hit the ball hard. I think you like what you're seeing from Clint Frazier. But with Romine and Wade at 8-9, you've got a terrible 8-9. So Romine comes up with a runner on third and less than two outs in the eighth with a chance to tie the game, and they don't go to Gary Sanchez. They wait and use him for Tyler Wade, and I think Aaron Boone got that completely right. He had to do that. Because if you pinch hit for Austin Romine, they're going to walk Gary Sanchez in all likelihood, and then Tyler Wade is up. And if you pinch hit for Tyler Wade, who are you going to? Mike Tauchman? You don't have great options.
No.
So I think he had to give Romine the chance to get the run home. Plus, I think you looked at Romine with a runner on third and less than two out and said he's capable of getting that run in. The problem is he hit the soft line drive to second, and then the other issue is, as Ernie's pointing out in my earphone, is that Gary couldn't catch. So I guess you really couldn't pitch it for Romine, but I was thinking more of a strategic standpoint as the game was going
on. What's this injury Sanchez has?
What are they calling it?
What is it, Arnie?
He said tightness in his legs. I'm not sure if that's hamstrings, but he said tightness in the legs.
But he's good enough to hit, which means he could DH to get his bat.
They want to give him a couple days off behind the plate.
Right. And how about this with Gary Sanchez? And I don't know if it means anything. The guy is awful as a pinch hitter. Awful.
Is he?
I think now he's 0-9 with seven strikeouts.
Well, you know, guys that start there are used to playing every day. You know, they're not used to being pinch hitters. You know what I mean?
Yeah, clearly
so,
he's not.
So, I mean, you know, there's guys that are great pinch hit. Rusty Staub was one of the best I could remember. A lot of guys that could really pinch hit. A lot of guys just can't do it, you know?
Yeah, for whatever reason.
A lot of guys just can't do it.
Yeah, and he can't. I don't think that would stop me from using him because he's still.
No, you still need that bat.
Yeah, he's still better than Tyler Wade.
Oh, of course.
So you got to throw him out there. But the good news is they come home. They have an off day today. They play the Chicago White Sox, a team they should beat up. They do have the Red Sox coming up. They've been a mess. They've got the Royals. They're not very good before the West Coast trip. They do have CC Sabathia coming back. But right now, you want to see them clean up the fundamentals. The bullpen needs to be a lot better. But ultimately, this whole thing we've talked about, it's 12 games.
12 games.
And we know
that's all it is. The Red Sox are off to a terrible start. How about Tampa Bay?
Yeah.
How about them? What are they, 12-3, 11-3?
Yeah, they're
something off. Like that.
They're off to a great start. And
Tommy Pham, guy, what is he, on base? How many games in a row has he been on base? Like 45
40 plus. Austin Meadows. How about that trade they made with Pittsburgh and how good it's looking right now? Austin Meadows has not been, I don't think he's made it out the last two games. Tyler Glass now, they're 10-3, as you pointed out.
10-3, okay.
And so the Yankees have created a 4.5 game hole. The Red Sox have created a 6.5 game hole. But what's funny about them is I don't know if we should call them a surprise. They did win 90 games last year.
No, definitely.
I think the surprise is, and we'll see if they can keep it up, we all viewed them as good, but I don't think any of us viewed them as a real factor to win the AL East. And maybe they still aren't. It's only 13 right. games for them. But they did win 90 games last year.
Yeah, no, definitely.
They've got talent on that
team.
They
definitely do. They got the reigning Cy Young Award winner. They're a good team. They're good.
No question about it.
And they're the kind of team that doesn't beat themselves, the Rays.
No, yeah, and that's, I think as a Yankee fan, that's what
yep.
you want to see.
Yep.
You want to see a team that doesn't beat themselves.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.